This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us first from the Powell Police Department. Just one report from yesterday. They include, again, property loss, report of a lost wallet, RP callback vice. I found it. It was in my pocket. Dispatch handled.
Well, I had moved it from my back pocket to my front pocket,
yeah,
and I got confused.
We don't know. But, of course, the first thing you do is call the police because somebody took my wallet. So, fraud-related, South Jones received report of a computer fraud. RP advised Microsoft was communicating with them regarding their computer having a potential virus. RP knew it was a scam, didn't pursue the interaction any further. They wanted law enforcement to know, disposition, dispatch handled. So people are learning, Russ.
Good.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Microsoft, they're concerned for you, so they will get a hold of you. No, they won't. Not unless they want your credit card.
The only thing Microsoft is concerned about is your wallet.
Yeah, that's all that Bill Gates cares about is your money. So, they're not concerned that you have a virus. Well, that would mean you're going to have to buy a new computer, so they'd like that. So, let's see, animal stray, a white fuzzy husky dog in the caller's yard.
Oh.
Shoo, dog! An officer responded, put the dog in the shelter. While there, owner called, said, missing it. Dog returned to owner. Had a license on, Ross.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Disturbance, West 3rd, received report of a disturbance. Officers responded, contacted the parties involved. It was only verbal. It was all settled after speaking with them and giving them options on how to handle the situation if it should happen again. So basically, it was like talking to third graders,
is
what it comes down to. So,
you mean I can just walk away?
Yeah.
Never occurred to me.
And do it without, put that tongue back in. Stop sticking your tongue out.
No sign language.
Yeah. Theft, Carey Street, received report of a theft from a residence. An officer responded, case under investigation, disposition, CK. So better lock my door. I live around the corner from Carey. So,
yeah. And I wonder, I know a lot of porch pirating has been going on.
Yeah, there has been. So helps having those little cameras in your ring thing.
Yes and no. I've actually got a story coming up later this morning about the Ring camera, just in case you got somebody.
But it's not any good.
Well, no, it's getting hacked.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. They forgot to do that. They should call Bill Gates, have him take care of it. He's busy working on a virus.
He'll get right on it, yeah.
Let's see, Animal Noisy, Avenue J, complaint of a dog that's been barking for an hour. That doesn't seem long unless you're calling in at 4:53 a.m. An officer responded, contacted the dog owner. They advised they put the dog inside because, of course, they care about the neighbors.
Well,
I'm sure.
So doggy's outside all night, and this guy can just sleep through the barking.
Yeah, he was sleeping through it because he's used to hearing the dog barking. So
it's more of a lullaby to him.
Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a traffic stop on Bighorn Avenue, cited for speeding 34 and a 20. So that's right near the school zone when it becomes 20. Warning issued. Let's see. And then traffic stop on Meadow Lane, cited for passing a school bus. Yeah, that's definitely a citation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to run over children, you're going to get a ticket. Okay.
Well, I had the first guy. It's like, oh, God, there's kids here. Let's get out of here fast.
Yeah. Fraud related, Green Acre Mobile Home Park. Or if you'd like to talk to an officer about fraud, disposition, assistance given. So even fraud in the mobile home park, Russ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Welfare check on Beck Avenue. RP advice, he saw a female fall in front of this address. He helped her inside, but she refused EMS. RP would like an officer to check on her. She hit her head when she fell.
Yeah.
Disposition, assistance given. So at least this guy stopped. instead of just pointing and laughing or something, you know. That's America, Russ.
That would be wrong.
Yeah. Fraud related, Simpson Avenue, RP needs report, computer scam, disposition, assistance given. So you remember, those scammers' children want their new Xboxes, so they've got to scam hard and heavy this week.
Yes, they do.
Okay, and they've been busy. Mm-hmm, so suspicious activity, Shoshone Trail South. RP would like to speak to an officer about someone getting into his vehicle and leaving items. Disposition, assistance given.
He's not a good crook.
He's a horrible burglar. So he keeps leaving stuff. So stop leaving things in my vehicle.
Are they valuable things? I mean,
I don't know. Unless he's, it's hard telling what they're leaving. But, you know, one way to stop that is to actually lock your vehicle.
Wow, what a concept.
Yeah. So, but this guy wants to talk to an officer about it. So, and that's the first thing the cop's going to tell you. Well, lock your car.
Yeah.
Oh, what? How does that work?
They got locks on cars now?
Yeah. Welfare check, Gail Lane. RP would like to have a welfare check on his ex-wife. She's been drinking heavily. Disposition, no service. So there are different stages of drinking that are used in a weight measure, Russ. So you're drinking lightly, you're drinking medium, you're drinking heavily. So,
well, and you go to the liquor store and say, I hear people are drinking heavily. I'd like to try it.
I'd like to give that a try. And they say, well, they'll issue you a scale so you can measure your drinking ability. So, let's see. Suspicious activity, brew guards. RP states that a Honda two-door car, dark in color, is in the parking lot, left at a high rate of speed, and is now back. Disposition, citation issued.
Got him.
Yeah. So, hanging out at Brew Guards. This at 1:50 in the afternoon. So, but as we have found out, there's no drinking time anymore.
No,
Russ.
No.
Let's see. Harassment, Shoshone Court Apartments. RP states that her neighbor is harassing her and her kid with aggressive comments. So, comments now has an aggressive in front of it as an adjective. So, not sure what the aggressive comments are.
Well, and I'd like to refer the court to the sticks and stones
statutes. Yeah, that could be. So, assault, Irma Hotel, RP State. She was assaulted. Disposition, assistance given. This occurring at, right before 11 o'clock at night. Mm. So, I don't know if this was in, I'm guessing probably around the bar area. Okay.
Just a wild guess.
Just a we're just taking our chance there and going out with that one. Let's see, theft on 13th Street, money taking out of RP's purse. Disposition, see case. Mm-hmm. So it's we're getting close to Christmas, Russ. So, a suspicious activity on View Street. RP says there was a group of kids looking into a vacant house on View Street. Brown shingles, black roof, last house on the south side of View Street. Two girls, two boys, disposition, gone on arrival. So they were viewing them on View Street. So nuisance complaint, Gail Lane, fence at this location came down. RP would like to speak to the CEO about it. So it was the wind blew it down. So,
I guess that occurred all over the county, stuff getting blown down.
Everything was getting blown down. So, and then suspicious extra patrol request on Roberts Street at NowCap. RP requesting extra patrols through the night due to a fire. Mm. So, and there's no disposition on it.
Hmm.
So NowCap burned down?
Not that I had heard.
Oh, okay. Well, you're the news guy. I figured
nobody told me.
I'll take a chance. Maybe Russ might know. So.
There was a house fire in Cody at the beginning of the week.
There was, and a lot of people helped out with people who were displaced because of it. So there was one arrest in Cody, 45-year-old, arrested on a warrant and hopefully getting out at Christmas time, Russ. So
I don't know. you know, that's one of the first websites I check every morning. Things a little crowded down at the inn.
It does seem like there's a lot of people in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm sure they'll enjoy their Christmas dinner inside the Hooskow.
Ooh, turkey loaf.
Yep.
My good, favorite.
Good old-fashioned turkey loaf. It's old-fashioned because it's been hanging around for a long time. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. And Aldridge's would like to wish you the merriest of Christmas, as they will be closed coming up tomorrow. So appreciate them bringing you the Police Blotter and, of course, being a part of our family here at KPNW.
Mm-hmm.
So,